This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If I use the phrase homeless man or the phrase homeless woman, everyone in this room pictures a certain look or an individual. You may have had an encounter with a homeless person this week on the corner, we'll work for food, standing there with a sign. So we have images, visual images, of what it means to be a homeless person. Yet if I were to tell you a true story here about a man who worked for the Wall Street Journal, who is a consultant, public relations consultant for Fortune 500 companies, an author and consultant, and tell you that he was homeless for 6.5 years, you'd say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. He doesn't fit the profile to me, doesn't fit the image of a homeless person, but yet Les Gepay, G-E-P-A-Y, how you spell his name, from Rancho Mirage, California, it fits that billing. He says, I was homeless for 6.5 years, but I believe not being hopeless got me out of being homeless. That's a great line. I believe that not being hopeless got me out of being homeless. When the recession caused my writing and public relations business to tank, I gave up my apartment in Palm Springs, California, and started living at a campground in the back of my Toyota pickup. I usually stayed in Southern California desert, but every summer when it got hot, I would drive to camp in Montana, where I once lived. In the winter, the desert temperatures would drop as low as 30 degrees at night, and I would snuggle up inside my sleeping bag on top of an air mattress. Sometimes I would have to pile blankets atop my sleeping bag and sleep in several layers of clothes. When it rained, I would cover my leaky camper shell with a tarp. In the back of my truck at night, I meditated on the Lord's Prayer over and over. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. On Sundays, I would go to church. I prayed for my family members, including my 3 brothers and my 2 adult daughters, whom I never heard from. At first, I prayed for work and a home, but eventually I accepted my situation and it caused my stress to lessen. Like Jacob in the Bible, I once asked God, listen to this, I once asked God to come down and fight me like a man. But it didn't do any good to argue with God, as Job also learned in the Bible. And then I read all of that just to read the next line of Les Gepay's article. He said, but even getting angry with God, I found was a form of prayer. What a sentence. I've never heard anybody say that. But even getting angry with God, I found was a form of prayer. Where are you going with this? Today, in the last message from the book of Jonah, Jonah gets angry with God. Remember, Jonah's the prophet of God. He's told to go preach to a city in Iraq across the Tigris River from a town we hear about every day, Mosul. Nineveh was right across the river from Mosul. And he's told to go preach to Nineveh, preach a message of repentance. The people were violent, a wicked people. And Jonah says, I'm not going to go preach to them. Not because he was afraid. He just didn't want God to forgive them. He was afraid that God might actually forgive these people that he hated. He hated terribly.
Well, all this week, the final message in the series from the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. The series is called When God Pursues. This particular message from the last chapter is called When God Makes You Angry. Did you realize that Jonah was angry because God had the audacity to forgive a group of people known as the Ninevites from Assyria, which is in modern-day Iraq? He couldn't accept the fact that God might actually demonstrate mercy and forgiveness to these people, and he's angry at God. We talk about being angry at the Lord all this week on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.